Good morning. I'm Taylor Hovey.
I'm Kara Eichen.
I'm Jake Hamilton.
I'm Brittany Kirsch.
I'm Nathan Creeps.
And I'm Erin Quinlan. Thanks for joining us for a special episode of The Bear Facts, where we're saying farewell to the seniors here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
The class of 2014 has finished up their last real classes. They'll have final exams next Monday and Tuesday, and they'll wrap up a few final projects. Wednesday is the traditional baccalaureate mass, where parents will officially present them with their graduation caps. Then next Sunday at 2 p.m., the seniors will walk across the stage for the final time to receive their diplomas.
Every class leaves their mark on the school, and the class of 2014 has a lot of accomplishments. In sports, they helped a football team advance to playoffs repeatedly, won a state championship in golf, been to state in cross country, track, and golf, and advanced far in the playoffs in volleyball, basketball, and softball.
The class is well known for their fine arts accomplishments as well. They've continued the school's tradition of state and national competitions in dance. Seniors have also won all-state awards in music and speech, presented outstanding dramatic presentations, opened for a nationally known vocal act, and won numerous awards for visual art.
Seniors have qualified for nationals and Quiz Bowl all 4 years they've been in high school, and they're on pace to win more games at nationals than any group in the past. They also helped start and maintain the tradition of a community Quiz Bowl for our town. In addition, Garrigan seniors have won regional and state awards in several math and science competitions.
While it's always good to receive medals and trophies, the senior class has always had a huge dedication to service. Among the many service projects they've done, six seniors went on a mission trip to Haiti this winter. Nine members of the class took training to become extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. They've also made numerous trips to the Mary's Place Mission in Minneapolis and done numerous service projects in the community.
Three seniors recently broke school records in girls' track. Nicole Bear now owns two school records, finishing the 100-meter dash in 12.7 seconds and the 200 in 26.33 seconds. The other record goes to the shuttle hurdle relay team, which includes seniors Brittany Kirsch and Aisha Miller, together with Avriel Miller and Johanna Vasky. Congratulations to these track record breakers.
We held student council elections at school last week. There was more campaigning than there was most years, including at least three different YouTube videos that people shared on Twitter before the voting began. There were three sets of candidates for student council co-president, but then in the end, one group won a clear majority. Congratulations to our new presidents, Ben Baskey and Andrew Miller.
As the year winds down for the class of 2014, we're going to shine our senior spotlight on four different people this week: Mallory Schultz, Dylan Walker, Vanessa Arndorfer, and Colton Carroll.
Dylan Walker is a Whittemore native who is co-president of the class of 2014. Dylan is also a member of the trap shooting team. He's active in intramurals, and in the past he was in cross country. Next year, Dylan will study wind energy at Iowa Lakes, and we wish him all the best.
Mallory Schultz is best known for her accomplishments in dance. She has also been active in cheerleading and Christian leadership in action. Mallory was also captain of the Dancing Chicks intramural team. She plans to study nursing at the University of Iowa. Good luck, Mallory.
Vanessa Arndorfer has been active in FFA all through school. She's been an officer in the local club and has attended state and national conventions. Vanessa also participates in 4-H and area rodeos. She'll be off to college in the fall, and we send our best wishes to her.
Colton Carroll's biggest activity at school has been intramural basketball. He will also always be remembered for being a repeat winner in the Gatorade Chug category for the homecoming class competition. Colton is considering Iowa State and DMAC for college. Good luck to him after high school.
On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's confirmation tomorrow at St. John's in Bancroft. Monday is Cinco de Mayo. The seniors will have their afternoon semester test that day, and the younger students will vote for class representatives.
Tuesday is National Teacher Day. The seniors finish up semester tests on Tuesday. That night, there's boys track at Algona High. The golf teams are also in action, with the girls at home and the boys at Clarion.
Wednesday, there's a student mass in the morning, plus an early dismissal for teacher in service. The seniors have graduation practice in the morning. There's CYO golf on Wednesday at Fort Dodge. Also that day, we'll be making up the CYO track meets that were postponed last week.
There's a home trap shooting meet after school on Wednesday. Wednesday night at 7 is the baccalaureate mass for the class of 2014. Thursday, the girls' track team runs at Eagle Grove, while the boys' team hosts the Adam Sundahl Relays.
The golf team plays at Northview next Friday. There's also a state large group music contest at Belmont. Finally, next Saturday, there's another home meet for the trap shooting team.
That's the last Bear Facts for the class of 2014. There's still more than 2 weeks of school left for the younger students, though, and they'll be back next week to bring you more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.